Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling on our third journey together. Bible reading portion is from the book of Nahum, chapters 1 to 3. We promote real peace only when we proclaim the gospel. We read in Nahum chapter 1 verse 15 like this. Behold, on the mountains the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. O Judah, keep your appointed feast. Perform your vows. The wicked one shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. Starting from the above passage, Nahum is announcing a prophecy of judgment through a vision that he had received from God. The style of writing this section is in the prophetic present tense, where future events are pictured as if already present. In this context, the above verse describes a messenger who brings the good tidings of Assyria's destruction and the resulting peace in Judah. The good news is summarized in the word peace, signifying not only the end of hostilities, but also the return to normal, abundant living conditions and total well-being. The Apostle Paul quotes the passage from Isaiah's prophecy and points the good news in the context of the gospel of peace when he makes this statement, "And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." This gospel of peace refers to the message of spiritual deliverance for humankind by Jesus Christ from the clutches of Satan, which should be heralded by every redeemed child of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, came to bring real peace to humankind, just as the angels announced to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." As our suffering Messiah, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and he assured in real peace for us by destroying the power of Satan on the cross of Calvary. Today, as the redeemed children of God, we are mandated to preach the gospel to everyone who is headed to an eternal separation from God through these words of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believed and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Let us equip even our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, for we promote real peace only when we proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.